Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tomorrow on the show on draft day, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College, will join us at 7:20. Been there many times, knows what they're dealing with in the draft room at One Patriot Way. So talk to Bill O'Brien tomorrow. And Nick Kostos will also join us tomorrow morning on draft day before we head north to Keene, New Hampshire for the draft party, the pregame tomorrow night at the Poorhouse. And then the roadshow Friday in Brattleboro, Vermont. But right now, back to Courtney and the rest of this morning's news.
Governor Mara Healey has confirmed that she will not be firing Monica Tibbetts-Nutt. She told the Herald yesterday that she has no plans to fire Tibbetts-Nutt following an uproar over border toll comments. So that's not going to happen.
Not happening.
She is standing by her girl.
She gets to keep her job.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
But at least we know how she feels.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, she said she disagreed with everything she said, but she's keeping her in place to do what she's doing.
So she doesn't disagree with her, I guess.
I don't know. I was raised actions over words. I don't know about you guys.
Do you want a little extra nuts?
Yeah.
Because I've been listening. I did a deep dive into her speech, and there's some interesting things in there, Curtis, that we didn't get to the other day.
I'm sure Governor Healey thinks they're all wrong.
I give you one gem from the transportation secretary, which may explain a lot of things. This is when she was speaking to the walk advocacy group.
I've never gotten to work in the government before. This is kind of like my first shot at this. And the thing I always said is I will not spend one day trying to keep my job.
Oh. All right.
I thought she had a ton of experience, Curtis. I thought that caller that came at you said she had a ton of experience.
Yeah, the chutzpah. Like, it's amazing to me that these people, and guess what? I'm the idiot. It's working. They're keeping their job. They're making $200,000 to rip people that I thought were their constituents. But unelected bureaucrats that sit in these offices, could you imagine anybody else on the planet? And an elected, working for an elected official who openly judges people solely based on the decision they make in which car they drive, remaining employed.
I've never gotten to work in the government before. This is kind of like my first shot at this.
She's implementing like all of this stuff.
Doesn't it sound like she won a lottery?
Yeah.
Like she's like, she entered some sort of a raffle, like when they do the meat raffle, and she won the job of, she's shocked. She got the job of, I can't believe it, but they like made me, I guess, secretary of like transportation or something.
I will not spend one day trying to keep my job.
Okay.
Wow.
What in the world?
That is a different approach to work.
She's making 200 grand.
Well, I'm not going to work one day to keep my job.
So we had quiet quitting. Is this quiet succeeding?
Yeah, this is.
Or loud succeeding? I don't really know how to define this.
But what was the way in which Governor Healey defended this by saying, so she is, this woman has said her plan is to go after people with money and people that are evil and drive pickup trucks that are just like 18-wheelers. Mm-hmm. In what way has she shown any desire to shift off of that?
A lot of us have either worked in the government so long we'll forget that they work in government so they can kind of just do the things they want to actually do. And now you have a bunch of people who have never worked in government, don't really, there's literally no way we're going to vest. You're not like having to worry about us staying around just to get a pension. I will not make it that long. I just won't.
Is that funny?
Wow.
Wait, she's not going to make it that long to get a pension. That's because you don't need one. You make more than it's unbelievable.
You're basically just saying that you're going to upset so many people. Isn't the government supposed to work for us?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So then what is the, like, why are you trying to show your big balls by saying, like, I'm not going to try to keep my job and I'm not going to make it to a point where I'm going to earn a pension?
That's her way of saying, I'm going to give my opinion on stuff and I don't care what people think, because if I get fired, I get fired. I'm not, you know, concerned.
I grew up in a world where the politicians sought to understand and work for the people they represented.
Oh.
Now,
where was that world?
That was at least the effort.
I grew up in a world where they're like, all right, we'll shake the right hands and twist the arms when we need to.
They did shake hands. That was Bill Clinton's approach. But, The new model is you get a mayor like Mayor Wu, who's just going to be in office for 4 years, and she implements her view of what the city should look like with total disregard of the people that actually reside there.
Yep.
And that's what
this is. The beauty of a microphone in all these different places, especially when it's being recorded, once I say it, it's there. You don't have to deal with it. Anyone that works there, I can see people here. It's just like, you know that. Like, I will 100% use that as a weapon. Because once I say it, it is now a policy. I have now weighed in. Once I write something down about a project I think is important, all the reasons I think it's important, well, now it's there. It just is. So now it kind of makes it to where we can really harness that.
Where are the kickback politicians?
Who was the one that lost out to Tibbetts Nut for this job? Like, who else applied?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
It's bad.
That's the wokeness.
Yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion has been accused of harassment and creating a hostile work environment by a former cameraman.
Uh-oh, that's your girl, Wiggy.
Yeah, yep. This is the, I'm calling BS on this one.
All right, well, here's what happened. Emilio Garcia says he was trapped in a car and forced to watch her have sex with another woman.
Okay, tell me what's wrong with that.
Oh, well, that's workplace harassment.
No, it ain't.
And then he also says that he was fat shamed and told not to discuss what he witnessed in the car. He's asking for more than six figures.
Okay. What do we call that, Wiggy?
What, chasing a bag?
Yeah, chasing a bag.
Megan Thee Stallion says, and now the story, and I know you think, she's having sex, film me. And he's like, oh, no, I can't do that. That's workplace harassment. I'm like, camera's out. Move over to let me get a better angle.
He would be adjusting the lighting.
That would be you, Wiggy.
Yes.
It wasn't a part of his job description to film her having sex with another woman.
It's Megan Thee Stallion. You know, she asked you to do certain things. Okay. We need a little bit of better lighting here.
I've been fat shamed all my life. Can I get six figures?
This is Nate in the truck. What's up, Nate?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, to go back to Monica Tibbetts Nut. They are a bunch of nuts, but she speaks the way she speaks is because this is a protected class right now. Yeah, everybody knows that. And
listen,
she talks like that because these politicians, they bring in the people they want to bring in. Just like, you know, Healey, she's got her ex-partner up there. And it's just, how can the people just sit there and take this? You know what I'm saying? You've been stretched so thin by these politicians. You know what I mean?
Yeah. People keep voting these people in office. Right. So I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
You would think that somebody who was going to be the secretary of anything in the administration of a governor
would have worked at some point in government at some point before.
Right. At this high of a level.
I would say this, Greg. I mean, there is an easy comeback to that. The guy, a lot of people voted for president, had never worked in government.
I don't knock you for that.
But he was, I don't want to get into it because people lose their freaking minds. He had done a lot of things in his life. Mm-hmm. She was the head of an advocacy group.
She
was the head of, like, her job before she was, like, on the overseer board for the T. Her only other job, I think, was running, like, the 128 bus advocacy group or whatever it was. You can look it up.
Yeah, but I don't mind that.
I've never worked in the government before. This is kind of like my first shot at this.
I have an issue
with... Imagine your first shot in government is $200,000 to rip the people you represent. Sign me up.
I have an issue, like, you have beliefs. Okay, I get it. Everybody has their own way of thinking. But I have an issue when you're a politician and you can't, like, see it from both sides or, like, you're telling me that you have zero friends or family members that have a pickup truck. Like, you can't see the other side a little bit, even if you don't agree with it.
I don't think she does.
Like, that's if you're a politician, that's why I said all politicians need to have been arrested at least once in their life in order to be a politician.
All right. What else, Courtney?
And now,
Danger, Will Robinson, Danger,
the robot uprising.
I'll be back
on Sports Radio WEI.
Time for a robot uprising?
Yeah,
is that what's
sure
going
is.
On? Okay.
It sure is. That All worked right. out great. A flame-throwing robot dog can now be purchased by the general public for a cool $10,000.
Wow. A flame-throwing robot dog?
Correct.
What does one need that for?
Well, thank you for asking. The Terminator is a quadruped robot with an ARC flamethrower mounted on its back. It features a one-hour battery, a 30-foot flame-throwing range, and Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connectivity for remote control through a smartphone. The company lists possible applications of this robot as wildfire control and prevention. I don't understand that one. Ecological conservation, snow and ice removal, and entertainment and SFX.
Okay. All right, hold on a second.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of on board with this.
I am
too. We live in a region where we get some snow.
Mm-hmm. And driveways.
So you wake up, you got to go to work.
Yep.
And you don't want to shovel the sidewalk, the walkway. All you do is send robot Fido out there, and he or she flame throws all the snow away out of your driveway. I love it, actually.
And you ain't even got to wake up because you could just program it through your phone.
Look at that thing.
That's terrifying.
Courtney, can I just ask a question? What did you call it? The Terminator is a what?
Terminator.
A Terminator.
What kind of robot is it?
Flamethrowing.
It's a quadruped. Not a...
Quadruped? Okay.
Yeah, it's a quadruped, meaning four legs.
Right.
Okay. Right. Great.
I love this. And I think it's great for home protection. I'm not sure about the flamethrowing element.
Yeah. Quadruped.
Can you put a gun on its back?
I don't think you're... I mean, I you could probably, if you wanted, like, to do that at home.
Does it come with adjustments? Because I like the snow removal for the flamethrower, but then if you're using it for home, you don't want to burn down your own house if an intruder breaks in.
Yeah, yeah.
Set the guy on fire and set you out. So maybe you can put, like, a gun on its back. Right, like,
maybe
adjustments.
Maybe you could. Huh? It is wild to me that you're able to purchase a robot in the United States of America that can be used as a flamethrower. But
look at it.
And how will
that
this,
is impressive.
How could this help with wildfire prevention?
Because you start a fire to put out a fire. That's how you do that.
Oh, wow, do you?
You don't know that?
No.
Oh, that's okay.
See?
How does that work?
Huh? The two fires meet and then they go out. That's how they...
Yeah, you remove all of the oxygen.
When they have massive wildfires, that's how they stop them, is they do control... You never heard of, like, a controlled burn or anything?
No.
No, okay. Well, a controlled burn is also what Wiggy does on the way into the show in the morning.
Not bad.
All right. What else? Anything else?
Well, police are looking for a fan who was punched by one of the older brothers of Nikola Jokic after the Nuggets beat the Lakers. The NBA is also investigating this incident. I believe Twitch Mitch has the video. Hmm. He punches the guy hard.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
The Joker's brothers, boy, you don't play with them dudes.
Yeah.
They are straight out of, like, you know, an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where they look like Russian mobsters tatted up and they're big. Don't play with them.
Probably mispronounced the name. It's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's probably what the fan was probably yelling the wrong name.
Well, Terminator is a quadruped robot.
I just call him Nikola Jokic. Yeah. That's the way I say it.
You know
just to go back to Shine really
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, I know you want to. I know you can't wait. I mean,
did you guys
quadruped.
Know? Did you know what that was?
No.
A quadruped.
When you said quadruped, I was like, okay, something with four legs.
I said quadruped, I think.
Yes, you did.
Because that's how it's spelled. Terminator is a quadruped robot.
Quadruped. Not how it's spelled.
Quadruped. I knew a quad was.
Sean, can you leave her alone, please?
I'm just, hey, Greg, I just want to get it right.
You have been, okay. I don't know if it's a weight loss thing or whatever, but you've been all over court.
It's okay. Yeah. I can take it.
You know.
But I just need you to know that you, are, I think, are in the minority when it comes to quadrupeds.
Yeah.
Texted Twitch chat were very much agreed with me.
No, when you said that, Courtney.
No, they're all laughing because I didn't know that two fires could be used to put out another fire, which I should have known that. I don't live in a place where there's a lot of wildfires.
Right. I did not know that
you
either.
You did start a fire.
That's how you could have put out the bagel fire, start another fire in our kitchen.
You know what? One fire is enough for me.
I'm with you on that. I didn't know the two fire thing. But when you said quad, whatever it was, I was like, oh, okay, she's talking about some robot with four legs.
I know that quad means four.
Bang.
Right.
And yes. I know.
Right,
like
quadruple.
Yeah.
And ped means like legs.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Uh-huh. Is that it?
Good job.
All right. Great job today.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you. There's Courtney with today's news.
She needs the Jokic brothers in here for Sean.
Have my back.
yeah, you do. The guy's all over you.
And can I just say, for the Robot Uprising Open, I said to him before we went, just start playing Robot Uprising once we start. Starts. Everyone looks at me
I fully intended to play it, and she goes, and so I waited. I thought she was going to say something.
Well, we can work on that. Like, maybe you could just point to him or whatever. That's probably a way to
do it. I don't even look at him, so I can't point.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the news today, Courtney. Good job.
Yeah, great
job. Thank you, Curtis.
Thank you. All right, let's get to Courtney and what is trending.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Red Sox fell to the Guardians 4-1 with Tanner Houck going six innings, giving up two runs on five hits while striking out four. The game was scoreless till the seventh. And before the game, Alex Cora gave an update on Tristan Casas, who has a rib fracture.
We just have to be patient now. Timetable, there's none. You know, this has to heal on its own. So we just got to be patient.
Shime, if you could just have those cuts ready to go quicker, that would be great. Cora also gave praise to Houck going late into the game. Here it is from the Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
He did an amazing job. Like I told him, they're earning the right to go deep into games, and there's no baby gloves here. You know, he was throwing the ball well, split that he hung, a slider down the middle, and that was it. But overall, another great outing.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Another one with the Guardians tonight, 6:10 first pitch with Cooper Criswell getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 5:10 on the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Merlone have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI. And as always, on the Odyssey app.
And then, Shime, draft show tomorrow night with Rich Keefe.
That is correct. The Rich Keefe draft party from 6 to midnight. All night for the NFL draft. It'll be me, Keefe, Fitzy, Hart, Cadlick. It'll be a blast.
Right. Okay. How many people is that?
I think that's five.
So how many peds?
I don't know.
Is that 10 feet?
10.
Okay.
Is that a doctoped? I don't know exactly what the prefix for 10 is. I'm sorry.
Deck would be 10.
Deck. There you go. Decaped.
Decaped.
10-legged.
And it's going to be a busy night. The Celtics are at home with a tip at 7 in Game 2 against the Heat, while the Bruins are in Toronto to take on the Maple Leafs with a puck drop at 7 as well in Game 3. Mm-hmm. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyer.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At T Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18.
Curtis, my nickname back at Neshoba Regional High School, Triped.
Hey!
If you know what I'm saying.
Oh, three okay. Legs on that guy.
If you know what I'm saying.
Bolo of Stowe.
Right. You have the weather for us?
I do. I have to just rip someone.
Filmed in the backseat.
The people that go after Courtney about college, this texter, I agree that someone with a four-year degree should know how to pronounce quadruped. I went to Boston College. Never heard of a quadruped. Never even read about it. I don't know anything about it. So
you've never heard the word bipedal? All
right. What?
No, not really.
Yeah, to define, like, if you've ever taken any kind of like human history class, they talk about humans being bipedal.
Anyway,
what type of people that you hang around with that talk about bipedal?
See, this is one of
it's
the
called school.
This is a real this is a pet peeve of Wiggy's.
Oh, I hate it.
He brings it up a lot when people correct grammar or pronunciation
right.
or you can't stand that.
Oh, I hate it. Unless
you think it's somebody like Shime trying to make themselves appear to be smarter.
Right.
Nope, I'm just trying to get the correct information out there.
Well, in Shime, I'm
just telling you how Wiggy feels.
Right.
So why is it called a tripod and not a triped?
Because it's not a living organism.
Well, you know,
it has
not
three
a
legs,
thing.
Doesn't it? It has three legs.
Well, did you
hear? It's called a tripod.
Didn't you say
quadrupod. You said quadruped.
It's 48 degrees. I don't know what that is, Celsius. Afternoon high of 63.
Did you hear Courtney talk about the gator down in Florida? She should have paused to put a comma there to break up the two sentences. I mean, I don't know what school she went to, but who taught her that type of grammar?
I've never once commented on Courtney's school.
Where does she speak?
Just like the correct information.
Man, I know what the hell she said.
I know
exactly what she said. And anybody in the Twitch who's coming for you about the way, I would love to. Are they a professor when it comes to grammar?
Mm-hmm.
If not, I would
zip it.
I would say.
This morning when I was like, Sean's like, what are you doing for your lead? I said, oh, I had a entomology nerd guy. And he goes, hey, just going to ask before Curtis does, do you know what an entomologist is?
No, hold on, time out. Right. Time out, hold on.
You said that?
Courtney, what are you saying right now? Hold on, time out.
What is an entomologist?
That's mansplainish.
Entomologist.
Right. What is that?
You just said entomologist.
I know,
which is why I explained the difference to you once this morning. So then we didn't have
let me finish before you just open your big mouth.
Uh-huh.
You might be skinny, mouth still big.
You said it wrong twice.
Then
so get it right.
I just said entomologist because he proceeds to say entomologist is about ants and etymologist is about speech. I said, yeah, I it's my lead. I know what an etymologist is.
It's what's it called? Entomologist.
Entomologist is about ants, insects.
I did take a class in college, but it wasn't called, and it's a different name for it. About the study of insects. Mm. I'll get it to you.
Entomology?
I don't know if that's the...
That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Okay.
Because I also made a joke. I was like, I'm a big ology guy. Right. I love ornithology.
You know what I love?
Fat Shime accidentally took that class because he thought it was about entomans.
Right. You know, all that education.
I that joke went over my head. I'm sorry.
Courtney and all that education got him sitting right next to us.
Mm-hmm.
So it worked out well.
Good point.
For all those people out there, oh, I'm so smart, but guess what? You work at Dunkin'.
We love Dunkin'.
Jeez.
What's wrong with working at Dunkin'?
Don't shame me for having not having the best grammar.
That's Greg's good friends at Dunkin'.
And like that's what I'm saying. Right. You're just like everybody else.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yep.
All right.
I thought that whoever created Dunkin' Donuts' last name was Dunkin'.
Oh, my.
Stand by it. Keep going, Chime.
I ride with you, Coco.
If I pressed the buttons, I would press a lot about you.
Oh, baby.
You want to come back and press the buttons?
I don't have to press the buttons.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.